take a look in the book, please, at page 84. Page 84. On the bottom of page 84, Matthew, we have the layout of several verbs we've already had, and some of them just kind of go off. Let's take a look at lambano. Lambano lampsomai elabon. Well, the sixth principal part is not elambanthane. See, they didn't put the theta eta on the first principal part. It's elamphthane. And because, Matthew, that was unpredictable, that little move with the theta eta in front of the theta eta, it's got to be a principal part. See, now you notice there aren't that many of them. There were way more principal parts of thirds that were off than of sixes. And that's very typical, that the sixth principal part is one that has irregularity, not as frequently as number three, however. Not as frequently as number three. So, take a look at the very first one, akuo. The first one, akuo. Akuo, akuso, ekusa. Well, the sixth principal part is akusthane, not akuthane. It should have been a kuthane. Why did that sigma come in? I don't know why. The sigma came in, though, and that made that form irregular, because instead of this being like this, a ku, and now let me move this over a little bit, a kuthane. See, if we had that, that would have been perfectly normal. But for some reason, Greek stuck an S in there, a sigma. And once it did that, then that form becomes irregular and unpredictable. Now, we've got to talk about two more things. And that is this. Here's the first one. I'm going to move over to that board over on the left. We've got to talk about what happens when you're doing the theta eta onto the stem. The regular verbs do this. They take the first principal part, take off the omega, put the theta eta on, then you augment, put the secondary ending, and there you are, elithane. Let's do another one that we've had. Let's do therapoio, to heal. Etherapoithane. I was healed. I was healed by Jesus yesterday. That's how you would do that one. Now, what do you do with a consonantal stem? Like ago, okay? Like pempo, or pythos irregular. Let's see. No, pytho is not irregular. Pytho. Sozo is irregular. Now, here we have the gutturals, labials, dentals. Guttural, labial, dental. Here's what happens. The gutturals, labials, and dentals, and I'll put those out. You'll remember those from your chart in chapter 1. K, G, F, and double sigma. P, B. This is a H there. F, and P, tau. And this is T, D, Th, and Zeta. What happens to these? The theta eta, the theta of the theta eta, attracts the equivalent aspirated consonant. So, with ago, the equivalent aspirated consonant is he. So, here is the sixth principal part of ago, ich thing. Alpha got augmented to eta. Gamma gets attracted into the aspirated guttural he. Then you put the theta eta on and you put the nu on. Ich thing. Pimple. Instead of a pimp thing like that, instead of that, it is epemphthane. So here with ago, instead of eggthane, this goes to that. And now for pytho, the dentals go to sigma. They don't have double theta. So it's episthane, I was persuaded. I was persuaded by the rhetoric. Episthane. Thing. This is laid out for you on page 82. Would you go there, please? Page 82, 2A1. When the stem of the first principal part ends in a vowel, the theta eta is added directly. Example 1, Leo Elithane. Number 2, when the stem of the first principal part ends with a consonant, the theta eta is added directly, and the final consonant is assimilated or adjusted to the aspiration of the theta. And there's the pattern. When you add a guttural before the theta, you get a he, a labial, a phi, and a dental goes to a sigma. Now, I've got a bunch of examples for you right there. Look at example number 7, agorazo. Agoras thane, not agorads thane. So, another big payoff of our consonant chart from chapter 1. We had a big payoff in chapter 6 when we added the sigma of the future. Ron, that's what you were asking about. So, now we have another payoff. And this time it's in front of that theta.
And what's that form, for example, agorazo?
I was bought. I was bought with the blood of Jesus. Was bought. So it would be, I was led. In example 3, go up, Matthew. Yeah. I was led. 4, I was sent. 5, I was persuaded. 6, I was proclaimed. 7, I was bought.
And if they were imperfect, it would just have the different principal part on the inside and then with.
Well, you wouldn't have the theta eta. See, because if it's imperfect, it's going to be using the same as the middle forms. Those are more normal.
This is only for the
aorist, and then the future will build like it. Now, I want you to notice examples 8 and 9. These are unusual principal parts. Sozo esothane. For some reason, the zeta dropped out. Pino epothane. Now, sozo esothane would mean I was saved. What does epothane mean? I was drunk. It doesn't mean I was inebriated. It's an aorist passive. I was drunk. Now, clearly, folks, This always fogs students. Well, what would you say with that? Well, because of the nature of the verb, it's almost always going to be used in the third person. It was drunk. The wine was drunk by Jesus. Could you do a first person singular? Well, of course you could. Let's say you were in a play and you said, I am the happy wine harvest. I was drunk by the villagers yesterday. See, if you wanted to personify, you could do that. Then you would say that. I was drunk by the shepherds with glad and happy hearts. I am drunk. That's a perfect. Namely, I got drunk and now I am in a drunk condition. That's a perfect tense. That's a perfect tense.
How do you say it? Do you know?
Yes, I do know. All right.